Welcome to Open Mind 365. What if 500 years ago someone changed the narrative in our lives? Sitting here right now, would you realize it? What if the new narratives being designed today are no better than the old? We all buy into the dogma presented to us because we just don't know any different. We've bought into it so much that it has affected our well-being to the point many of us struggle with depression, anxiety, extreme cases of hiding, poor eating habits, poor judgment, confusion, violence, and undeniable cases of victimhood. We don't know that there's a way to overcome it, so this buy-in causes a lot of us to drift through our days. We think there isn't anything we can do to improve, so we keep drifting day in and day out. I know we become the best versions of ourselves when we stay open to listening and accepting different ideas, concepts, or explanations. Just because it was never explained or done that way in the past doesn't mean it can't be done or understood differently now. We will review various ways to grow and develop our personal and professional lives. We all could benefit from keeping an open mind 365 days a year. So welcome to Open Mind 365. Goal setting seems so simple, doesn't it? You define what you want to accomplish and take the steps to make those accomplishments a reality. But setting and achieving a goal is more than simply deciding and wishing. Every year, millions of people set New Year's resolutions. Few of those people are still on track after just 10 days. Statistically, only 19% of all resolutions made are actualized. Our mind is funny because we are hardwired to welcome in the new, but also have a need to resist change. According to an article published in Frontiers in Psychology, during COVID-19, so many people began to experience grief over losing their normal routines. In some cases, these feelings increased into a loss of meaning in their lives. It's important to craft a new life in order to renew meaning and proactively create the future we want for ourselves and our families. So let's talk about how we can do that. If setting and achieving goals were easy, there would be more happy, more successful people running around. How many people do you know are happy and pleased with their lives? Not very many, but you can be one of those few people who master setting and achieving goals. Designing a new life or improving the one you have probably isn't rocket science to you because you're ambitious, driven, and an achiever. You've accomplished big things in the past, but why does setting a goal for yourself still, at times, feel like a coin toss? It's such a stretch. What happens in our little noggin when we know we want to achieve something new, but often don't take enough action to make things happen? Our problems tend to come up when we see we must modify our behavior and keep implementation on the top of our minds. Self-regulation, quite frankly, stinks. I can say this because I've had numerous goals in the last few years and very few were actualized, which just isn't my norm. But then again, I was forcing myself to self-regulate more than I ever had before. But the following 8 steps are ways to master a successful outcome. This is how you can set goals and achieve them more reliably. Number 1, set goals that are meaningful. Many people waste their time with goals that don't mean very much to them. Life is so short. Do your best to create goals that fill you with excitement when you think about achieving them. Reaching any goal requires change, and humans are innately resistant to change. Big changes require a lot of motivation. You have to set goals that really mean something to you. It is important to evaluate your goals. Are they short-term goals or long-term goals? A short-term would be something that can be accomplished within a year or less, and a long-term goal would be something that would need incremental steps to achieve your overall goal in a year or more. In an article on personal goal setting by the Mind Tools content team, there are 9 areas of life to consider when setting goals. First, career. What level do you want to reach in your career? Or what do you plan to achieve? Number 2, financial. How much do you want to earn and by what age? How can this goal be related to your career goals? 3, education. Is there any knowledge you need or want to acquire? What information and skills will you need to have in order to achieve any other goals you're setting? Number 4, family. Do you want to be a parent? Do you have a desire to be married? Number 5, artistic. Do you want to achieve any artistic goals? Number 6, attitude. Is your mindset holding you back? Are you upsetting yourself with any particular personal behavior? Set a goal to change your behavior and/or find a solution to the problem. Number 7. Physical. Are there any athletic goals that you want to achieve, or do you want good health? What are the steps you're willing to take to achieve this goal? Number 8. Pleasure. How do you want to bring pleasure and fun into your life? And then 9. Public service. How can you make the world a better place? How can you find areas to give back? Frank L. Smoll is a psychologist at the University of Washington. His studies focused more on sports-oriented goal setting, but the findings held strong for peak performers across all professions. He simplified goal setting as requiring 3 essential features, which he called the ABCs of goals. Smoll said that effective goals are ones that A, are achievable, B, believable, and C, committed. And I think that's a great idea to use those, because you have to set ones that you think you can achieve. You have to believe that you can do that. And you have to be committed to make those changes. Number 2, use small incremental behavioral changes. All changes can be accomplished easily if the changes are small, manageable, and meaningful. This requires patience. Imagine someone attempting to make an overnight change from a diet of fast food, soda, potato chips, and ice cream to one of beans, vegetables, and fruits. Their mind and body would just simply revolt. It would be far easier to make small changes each week until the transformation is actually complete. Write your goals down. Don't use the computer or a cell phone. Things get lost too easily in this overloaded digital world. When we put pen to paper and revisit this weekly, we tend to be more productive and can achieve measurable results, increasing our overall success rate. Number 3, be accountable. Rewards are pleasant and work for you if the reward continues. Behavioral changes tend to extinguish when rewards are no longer provided. It is sometimes more effective to make yourself accountable for poor behavior. For example, anytime you skip going to the gym, you make the decision you will give $10 to a charity you don't like, or agree you will wash a friend's car. Negative consequences are more motivating for most people. Use this fact to your advantage. How could you punish yourself for non-compliance? Make a list of at least 10 ways. Number 4, keep goals believable. Is it possible to increase your earnings from $50,000 this year to $1 million? It's possible, but it's not likely. And if you believe it's unlikely, you're unlikely to even try very hard. The perfect goal is one that feels challenging, but not so challenging that you feel overwhelmed. There are 3 types of goals you are looking for: process, performance, and outcome of goals. Process goals involve the execution of plans, such as going to the gym every morning at 6 a.m. Performance goals help track the progress and give us reason for continuing to work hard. Outcome goals are achieved through the successful implementation of process and performance goals. Number 5, you have to track your progress. Measuring your progress is extremely important. It provides information on how well you're doing. You'll never really know if you're making progress towards your goal if you don't measure it. You can shift your strategy if you realize that you're not doing well. What gets measured gets managed, and what gets managed becomes real. It can also provide a boost of enthusiasm and positivity. When you're making progress, you'll feel excited. There's a psychology to goal setting called the EEE model, just described in the Journal of the American Psychological Association, which states goal setting ensures success by serving 3 purposes. Goal setting is for encouragement, enlightenment, and to enable you. So you want to encourage yourself, provide motivation, boost your confidence, gives you the courage to execute plans. It enables us by building skills, enhances perception and efficacy, helps implement plans, and then it can enlighten you by insight into strengths and weaknesses and knowledge of what you want to achieve. Number 6, be prepared for setbacks. Achieving any goal can be a rocky road. You will experience bad days with poor results. Rather than reject your goal when the going gets tough, be prepared for failures and realize immediately that each failure is a necessary step to your success. Be kind to yourself. Goal achievement is a process. Separate facts from negative thoughts and ruminations. Encourage positive self-talk and use at least one positive statement about the target goals. Number 7, have a plan ahead of time to deal with failure and frustration. You might call a friend or remind yourself of the purpose of achieving the goal. Reviewing the success you've already had can also help. Sometimes it's okay to celebrate a failure because it means at least you tried your best. Number 8, it also pays to take preventative action. For example, if you know you're likely to cheat on your diet late in the evening, have some healthy snacks available that you'll enjoy. Another option you might choose is to head to bed earlier and enjoy some extra free time in the morning. You have to plan these preventative measures ahead of time. You are likely smart and ambitious, and you probably quite capable of accomplishing big things all on your own. This doesn't mean that this is the best way to handle it. We must release our ego and seek out inspiration and accountability. Typically described in the Pygmalion effect, when there are high expectations, it can lead to improved performance. An accountability partner or a coach can be helpful because we work from the expectations our coach has of how we are showing up. This can drastically influence the end behavior and our results. Goals are necessary if you want to consciously change your life. Take time to visualize your goals. See yourself at the end of the period of time you've set to accomplish your goals. See yourself having achieved what you set out to do, be, or have. Picture how you feel, what life looks like. Who is with you? What do you see and smell around you? Speak as if it's already happened. One of my coaches, Dean Graziosi, uses this visualization process in his life, and it works brilliantly for him. Without goals, whatever enters your life is a matter of mere luck and circumstance. So many people struggle to set and achieve goals. Don't you want to be different? Set and pursue your goals intelligently. You'll be pleasantly surprised by the result. In order to craft a new life, sometimes you need assistance. That's what Life Strategies for Success is all about, helping you design and achieve new goals in your life. Join Life Strategies for Success's Facebook page. I'll put the link in the description section here on this podcast. Watch for more information on meetings that will help keep you on track to building and flourishing in your new life. Thank you for listening to Open Mind 365. The target goal is to post a couple shows a week. It will likely be every Monday and Saturday. Please be sure to subscribe to know when new episodes go live. My name is Dee Rizzo, and again, please subscribe to my podcast, and I hope you'll reach out and connect with me on any one of my social media platforms. You can find the links in the descriptions. All right, well, thanks again for listening, and ciao for now.